Texte numéro 88. Teach kids to spot misinformation. The Instagram post looked strange to Ms. Panicum, a 16-year-old high school student who lives near Atlanta. In February, a friend showed her a sensational headline on her phone that declared, "Kim Jong-un is personally killing soldiers who have COVID-19. Of course, the news wasn't real. She searched online and found no media outlets reporting the fake story, but her friends had already shared it on social media. Ms. Panicum was startled by how often students grossly handle and spread misinformation without knowing it. Yet media literacy is not part of her school's curriculum. With the help of Media Literacy Now, a non-profit organisation based near Boston, she wrote to her state and local representatives to discuss introducing media literacy in schools. The subject was hardly new. Well before the internet, many scholars analysed media influence on society. In recent decades, colleges have offered media studies to examine advertising, propaganda, biases, how people are portrayed in films, and more. But in the digital age, media literacy also includes understanding how websites profit from fictional news, how algorithms and bots work, and how to scrutinise suspicious websites that mimic real news outlets. Online misinformation might seem like an incurable virus, but social media companies, policymakers and non-profits are beginning to address the problem more directly. In March, big internet companies like Facebook and Twitter started removing misleading COVID-19 posts. And many policymakers are pushing for tighter regulations about harmful content. What still needs more attention, however, is more and earlier education. Teaching media literacy skills to teenagers and younger students can protect readers and listeners from misinformation, just as teaching good hygiene reduces disease. Erin McNeil, the founder of Media Literacy Now, grew concerned when her young sons were exposed to sexist female stereotypes on television and in video games. She raised the issue to her son's fifth grade teacher, who voluntarily created a media literacy unit that included analysing those messages. Going further, she said, "We need policy so it's embedded in the education system," and she wrote to Massachusetts politicians and eventually got support from a state senator. Later on, she founded Media Literacy Now to help people in other states lobby policymakers. The organisation's online toolkit included templates for emailing elected officials, alongside samples of policy documents, research papers and videos. Changes were already happening. Since 2008, 14 states have passed legislation supporting some form of media literacy in schools, potentially affecting tens of millions of students. There is no silver bullet for disarming misinformation, but states' media literacy education policies typically include recommended curriculums, training educators, funding school media centres and specialists, monitoring and evaluation. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2020.